trying to check something. I was trying to check something online, and I saw Dangote, and I saw, oh, an offer of 150 billion naira. That is just open, that is, he was making at this 150 billion naira. That's about $500 million that people are just putting in his company. Because he has a dream. He has a dream. And God, I just want to show you from the pages of scripture that God also believes in big things. Let's run quickly. Let's run quickly so that I'll show you. When God called Abraham, in Genesis, chapter 15, verse 5, the Bible says, then he brought him outside and said, look now towards the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said, so shall your descendants be. Is somebody listening to me? He took him outside and he said, look, count the stars. If you are not able to count them, that's how your descendants shall be. When he called Abraham, he did not call him to a small deal. He called him to a big deal. I know the thoughts that I think about you, the thought of peace and not of evil. So God brought you to make you big, to make your descendants big. That was demonstrated from what he did with Abraham. Am I still with people in church? Have I lost you? Am I boring you? Okay, thank you. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 17, I took my time to research this. Genesis 22, 17, and he said, God didn't have to swear. Is somebody still in church? Please don't be distracted. And he swore. He said, because that was when Isaac, he nearly killed Isaac. In Genesis chapter 22. And God said, because you did this, and you have not withheld your son, he said, blessing, I will bless you. And multiply, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemy. Listen, when you have resources, when you have the number, you can overtake your enemies. How many servants did Abraham have? 300 servants. How many of you have ever gone to Abraham Palace before?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, somebody? Oh. Did you go to Abraham Palace? Do you know how many rooms are there?
800.
At least 170 something rooms to accommodate about 100 servants. 100 servants minimum. One person, 100 servants. Somebody looks after your shoe. No, how do you think? We just look after shoes. No, shoes. It's somebody's business to make sure that he uses the right belt. That's his job. Amen. And he was not a ghost, he was a human being. And he was not handicapped, he was not a disabled person. But that shows that you are not alone.
Amen.
So he said, your descendants shall be like the sea, and it's, you know, at the sand of the seashore. God repeated the same message to Isaac. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 4, God said, told Isaac, he said, I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give to your descendants all this land, and in your seed, all the earth shall be blessed. Do you know that when God has blessed you, you are naturally a blessing. You are naturally a blessing. It doesn't, I mean, Somebody was having a program in Nigeria, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I won't be able to go. I won't be able to attend. But don't worry, I can give you a car and a driver. And then I sent money as well, because I won't be there. If 20 people can do that to somebody who is having a baby. Hello? 20 people can say, okay, get this car, get a driver, get money. You're a blessing to people. You won't think about me, I am myself alone. The reason most of us, praise the Lord. Hello, praise the Lord. You know, the greatest thing I don't want to hear is about your offering on any Sunday. I don't like to hear about your offering. Because it worries me how much people give.
It's very rude. Who don't
have, or those who don't have, the Lord will surprise them and provide. Yeah. But if you have, you will give. And that's what I'm teaching you.
You need help.
So that you will have. But the totality of it is in the mind. Mm-hmm. It's in the mind. As a man thinks, so he is. It's very important. So I'm just trying to give you evidence that God loves and supports big deals. He did not call Abraham and made him a pauper. He did not call Abraham and made him to be a dependent. You know, somebody came to my house and he was saying, he was boasting that they knew he would cancel house. That, oh, they just got a cancel house. They live in London. And I was like, cancel house? So what's the big deal about it? Please come out of that mentality. The cancel house, your equity does not grow. Am I lying? Those of you who have houses, whether you like it or not, whether you work or you don't work, whether you go to work or you don't do anything, whether you invest or you do invest, you make minimum of £20,000 a year. Is somebody listening to me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You make, and it's on paper. You don't see it, but it's a network that you have already. So when you now remain with that mentality of how to cheat and get a council house, you're just cheating yourself. Because you won't grow. Amen.
Amen.
I hope I'm not too harsh to anybody. Amen. Because I want all of you to have your homes. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to buy your houses. I want you to grow. I want you to be a blessing.
Amen.
Not just blessed, but be a blessing to other people. Now let me demonstrate to you the second example. The story of Elisha and the wife of the prophet. The Bible said, and when the wife of the prophet met the man of God, he asked him, what is in your house? And he said, go and borrow. Go to your neighbors and borrow. But don't borrow and feel. Is somebody still in church? So, he said, your servant, my husband is dead, and you know that your servant fears the Lord. It is good to fear the Lord. You must fear the Lord. Because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's cool. But that does not take, ask creditors not to come to you if you are owing. You know in Nigeria, they know how to pray. Hello? Hello, people? You know in Nigeria, they know how to pray. Let me tell you the secret of that prayer. My creditor, die! Those people are owing. Die! Die by fire! I tell them, I say, he will not die. He will even get money to hire a senior advocate of Nigeria that will make your life unbearable. So he will die. It's you that poverty must die in your life. You know, This is not funny. This is not funny, but it's the truth. Hello, somebody. Do you know the church we wanted to buy? Hello? Do you know the church we wanted to buy then?
Yes.
Do you know it's been bought? Do you know nobody is using it? Hello? Do you know nobody is using it? And I'm not sure whether they will use it in the next 2-3 years. Because they have cash. They got bought. And we were struggling. Is it fair? Answer me now. Is it fair?
No.
I want you to say no. So that I will give you the right answer. Life is not fair. Deal with it. That's what Mr. Gates said. Mr. Gates said life is not fair, but deal with it. The richest man on earth. Maybe somebody said it, but I wish I just have all he has. Amen. They bought because they have the balance sheet to pay for it. Even when they don't need it, they are still planning how to start a church. I reject poverty in our lives. In the name of Jesus. If we had bought that building, we would have moved in the same week. Isn't it? It's God. It's God. Does God answer prayers?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Does God answer prayers?
Yes.
Is God good?
Yes.
Yeah. But those who are stronger, they got it. God still God. And they will not perform rituals that they will praise God then. So what are you talking about? Increase your size. Come on, double your size.
Amen.
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 He told her, he said, go borrow vessels, verse 3. He said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. Don't gather just a few. Gather a lot. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I tell people, you know, so some people, they pity pastors who have big churches. Don't pity them. Those guys are enjoying their lives. When you are a pastor in a big church, you don't do as much as people like us do. If a pastor in a big church mentions your name, that day you will run home and you'll be thanking God. So he knows me. A church of 10,000 people, the pastor just comes on the pulpit and says, Sister, what's your name? Sister, let me use whoever. Just mention Sister Grace. Grace will go home rejoicing. So pastor even knows my name. Huh? Am I right? If Pastor Patrick mentions your name, you want to know whether it was me. Because you can see me. I had an appointment with somebody who kept me for more than 30 minutes, waiting for him in the office. And I said, it's not your fault. It's because I'm just pastor. If I were to be a judge that most of my colleagues are, you won't come to me 30 minutes later and walk into the office. Can I tell you something? Smaller things are more difficult to manage than bigger things. Because before you see that pastor, you would have met layers of people. Isn't it? Layers of people. Layers of people. So the day you finally see him, if you ever see him, you'll be so happy. And it won't offend you. Because you don't see him every time. So dream big. Come on, speak to your neighbor. Dream big. God can do it. And it has nothing to do with your age. No. It's got nothing to do with your age. God can do anything, anytime. God can visit you at any point of your life. Amen. Now, what about the story of Elisha and the king of Israel in 2 Kings chapter 13? The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 13, and particularly in verse 19, he says, strike the ground. So he struck three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him. You should have struck five or six times, then you would have struck the Syrians until you have destroyed them. But you will only be successful three times. Many times, we waste the opportunities that God has given us to grow, to be the people that God wants us to be, because of lack of diligence. Is somebody listening to me? Because of lack of diligence, because of lack of faith, because of lack of ambition. Not ambition that is baseless, but ambition that has basis in God. Amen.
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 And then the story of the 10 talents. You know, I'm giving you evidence to support the fact that God supports you when you dream big in Him. When you have bold vision in Him. Praise the Lord. The story of the 10 talents. And that is in the book of Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 11. And particularly, you know, the Bible says he called, 11 to 27. He said he called 10 of his servants. You know, most times we confuse this story with the story in Matthew, where some got 10, 5, another got 2, and another got 1. But this one is a different story. Even me, I didn't know about this story before now. Before just this year. That there are two different things. Now, he gave one. He gave a pound to each of them. Are you listening to me? He gave a pound to 10 people. And when he came back, he asked them for the results. One came and he said, I've traded with the money you gave me and I've gained 10 pounds. From one. Another one came. He said, I have traded with it and I've got 5 pounds. And another one came and said, I know who you are. You're a terrible man. I'm very holy. I don't deal with people like you. Holiness is all I know about. When I got your money, I went to bury it and so on and so forth. And here is your pound. Now, this story tells you that we all have a power. We all have potentials. Some will trade with their potentials and get 10 pounds. Some will trade with their potential, with that talent, and gain 5. Some will trade and gain 2. But it's still allowed. But why can't you trade and gain 10? And you know what shocked me? The Bible says he collected from the one that had one. Who should he have given it to? The one that had 5. Thank you. But he gave it to the one that had 10. Why? Because God is a profit-oriented God. Have you ever heard that before? He doesn't waste resources. So when you collect a talent and you waste it, you think you're going to get another. You're joking. And what made the difference? This man was focused. He was focused. Go trade, he traded. Was the man a bad man? That's none of his business. Are you listening to me? He gave me an instruction to trade, I will do. Most of us are very, very, very distracted. And people who are distracted, I don't want them around me. Number one, can I tell you about life? Life is not easy. Hello? Hello, somebody? So when you come to me and are complaining that life is not easy, please stop wasting my time. Me too, I know life is not easy. And I'm not finding it easy. But grace of God is there for me. So don't come and waste my time. Life is difficult. Accept it. Jesus Christ also told me, he said, in this world you will have what? Tribulation. Who promised you that this life is bread and butter? Who promised you that? Who told you that when you just open your mouth, they put food in your mouth? Who told you that? Who told you? It only happens during your time of ignorance. It only happens when you have a baby. When you grow from baby, if there is sin, things are bad. Come on, it's bad. It? Trust God and get results. He will be with you. So this man was focused. And that's why he was able to. People were saying all sorts of things about the man, but he couldn't care. He was just busy training. Secondly, have you ever asked your question? Why did somebody get 5, another got 10? Potential, yes. But they also utilize business strategies. He used business strategies. Can I tell you something, church? If you are doing the wrong business and that business is not profitable, don't stay there and say, this is what Holy Spirit has told me to do. In life, you are not meant to be successful. There are times you fail. Recognize that you have failed and move on. If somebody is still listening to me, don't say, oh, I must be there. You will die there. So, he probably chose a better business that gave more money than the one who did two, who got 5. Are you listening to me? So if your business you are doing is not profitable, close it down and do something else. Or that's a particular place of work. You know, I was telling somebody very close to me. I said, me, besides church, I'm not loyal to any company. Hello? Because I want to change your mentality. If the business you're doing or your occupation is not paying well, get another one. You say, oh, I want to be in this company because I love the people. It's the day they don't need you that you know that they will throw you out. Forget about sentiments. Where there are opportunities, go for those opportunities. Are you listening to me? Tell people, you didn't send me to school. So why should I owe you serious loyalty that will destroy my life? If you find opportunity, look for better opportunity for you. Because if they find opportunity to get rid of you, they'll get rid of you. They are not loyal to you. So why are you being stupidly loyal to them? Am I teaching you the wrong things? I'm just teaching you about the practicalities of life, which most times you don't hear. Your place of work is not a church, they are not God. Keep checking from time to time whether you can have other opportunities. If you are earning 30,000, I'll be looking at in another 2-3 years where your income can double. It's possible. Yes! Look for it, you might get it. Don't stay hooked there. Don't stay hooked. No. Be audacious. This guy was audacious. I had a deal at one time. It was just simulation. Hello, somebody. Hello. It was a simulation. We were supposed to sell to do negotiation. I was in Poland. We were supposed to sell computer and they were supposed to buy from us. So we were told the secret. That if we sell at $10, we are good. But we must try to get as much as we wanted from the other person. And then they were told, if you buy at 20. They didn't tell us, if you buy at 20, you are good. But if the guy is a good negotiator, he can get more from you, but it's still okay. No, they probably gave them $40. You know, we wanted to buy. They told us if you buy at 10, you are good. They wanted to sell. They said if you, or you wanted to buy. So do you know how much I bought? Do you want how much I negotiated to sell to them? $38. The next people got 10, 17. I was able to get 38. And the next person got 17. And then when we finished, they said, you're a crook. I said, what makes me a crook? I said, did I put a gun to your head? He said, well, Patrick, even at 38, you were speaking as if you were doing me a favor. I said, of course. That's my negotiating power. But it's all about a sense of value. I gave them an impression that I'm giving them value of $38. And he thought he was getting a value of $38. So if you go to an employer and you are shaky, minimum wage. And I say, labor, they are fighting for minimum wage. What is minimum wage? Is minimum wage your portion? Amen. How many people are thinking differently this morning? Thinking differently that you can be much better than who you are. The devil has blocked the brain of people for too long. And we need a brainwashing. Amen. So what is the secret of significant success? And this is all my summary. My only answer for today, because of time, is mindset. Are you with me? Mindset. As a man thinks, so is. Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man is, so he is. Guys, during this last trip to Nigeria, I passed to a place where Dangote does his cement in Obajana in Nigeria. Guys, I was blown off. The structure that is put back in that place. And you know, this guy is even a Muslim. He's not even a Christian. But he aimed big. He aimed big. He had a big dream and went back to it. Start to think big. Start to think what? Big. And is it going to be bed of roses? No. My younger brother in the U.S. is having the 10th anniversary of the founding of his school. School of Nursing. In Ohio, Columbus. And it's a degree awarding institution for nursing. When I was speaking to him during the week, he said for almost 7 years, they were putting $300,000 into the school every year before they could break it. And guess what? Statue, the wife, who is the administrator of the school, did nursing in Nigeria, not even degree. Not degree, but this lady can rule the United Kingdom because of the way she has developed herself and the strength God has put in her. Listen, if you hold on to God and hold on to your dream in Christ, you can grow as much as you wish in Christ. stagnancy is not your portion. Remaining there and begging for people to lift you up, it's not your portion. God has put talents in you. Remember the story of the 1 pound. You all have the pound. The pound, the pound, the pound in you. And you can make it into 10 pounds. Amen. It's a function of your head. If you can't think, I can help you. Because I also have my own load to carry. I can only pray for you. I pray that God will help you. That's all my job as a pastor. But I can't become God for you. Because Sam Adeyemi is a minister in Nigeria. He says, any man who thinks his heir shall die. So I'm not heir shall die. I'm not promised anybody that I'll solve your problem. Amen. All I can do is to call on God for you. Amen. I'm so sorry. I'm brutal, but that's the truth. We all call on God. I'm not God. Have faith in God and walk without faith. Amen.
Amen.
I must have the desire. A desire to break out your comfort zone. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You must have the desire, strong desire, to break out of your comfort zone. Isaiah chapter 54, 1 to 3. The Bible says, sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and crying aloud. You have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Now verse 2. He says, enlarge the place of your tent. Are you still in church?
Yes, sir.
Enlarge the place of your tent. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 2. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. And let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cord. Strengthen your stakes. For you will expand to the right and to the left. And your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited.
Amen.
Mr. Dangote has his cement factory in 14 African countries. 14. He's building a refinery that Nigeria as a country cannot maintain. Mindset. You must have that spirit to want to conquer your world. Because God has given you the power. The earnest of expectation of this world, they are waiting for your manifestation. They are waiting for the Dangotes in this room. They are waiting for Richard Branson's in this room. People we have and impact the kingdom of God positively. You know, when we were looking for one of our buildings in those days, I wanted to meet, we wrote to Brassi. Maybe he will give us money. And we got a reply. So, I know the good thing about rich people, they plan their giving. He said, sorry, he has projects that he gives his resources to. Can I force him to give to me? Did I put the money in his pocket? We didn't try to harass him with God. Try to blackmail him with God. As most of us Christians try to do. Blackmail people when we cannot do what God wants us to do. When we are not playing around in Christ. Amen. I know the beneficiaries of this message are the young ones. I hope the younger ones will understand. You know, Tyler, you can earn the biggest hotel in Africa. Tyler, are you listening to me? And there is money. Do you know one thing I know? When you have the dream, money will just find you. When you have the vision, proper money will find you. Because you can articulate the points. You know, not those. So as this company is going to work well, God will do it. Don't say my God. I want to give you money to trade. And then I say, where is your business plan? I say, God will do it. And that's what Africans do. No plan. No strategic plan. No mission. Nothing. Everything is God. As if God is our general manager. God gave us brain to think. He expects us to think. He said, the children of this world, he said they are wise in their own thinking. So what if you use the wisdom of God? Is that not better? Which God has put in you. Launch out to the deep. I know it's a message, I know it's a preacher, but I thought I'd give people 1 or 2 minutes to ask questions. Because maybe I've confused you, maybe I've not helped you, but I want you to ask questions or even give me some thinking. Or areas where you are confused, because you know I've told you how they deal with God, that your life must be better. You're not saying anything. I said, I have a deal with God that your life within the next 12 months will have a turnaround.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because when it is well with you, it is, if there's any English like that, it is well with me. Am I correct? Yeah. When it is well with you, it is well. Or even wellest. It is even wellest with me. Because in that case, I have less to worry about. Amen. We can call for the praise gate and I can say, you know what I'm going to do? This is for the leaders, but it's true. Since we must do praise gate, and my budget is 10,000.
Sorry.
Thinking as you're going to the bank, we're creating praise gate account. Okay? Put 10,000 there. Nobody should come to me if 10,000 finishes. Deal or no deal?
No deal.
So if you want to spend 30,000, that means you'll find the rest. You are clever, me, I'm clever. Amen. That's what we do. Yes, I praise God, I thank God, everything went well, but me, I still look at the account as a person. And I have told people, when you care only about spending, you don't care about how money comes in, you are going to be bankruptcy. However much you pay, bankruptcy will come. So I'm careful. You open praise gate account, put your 10,000 there, you spend your 10,000 and deliver on your praise gate. That's the deal. Amen. You will trade with the 10,000 and you will even bring me money back. Because I taught you. But no rescue, no bailout. Yes! It's my fault. I didn't teach you before. Anybody has any question or something that is not clear to you from what I've said? Does anybody believe that this message is for him or her? That this is a... Put your hand up correctly if you're sure. Don't be unsure. Because I want your prophecy to be seen by our time is so much different today. I thought, because I don't think there's refreshment, let me warn you. So I thought I would release you quickly. Amen. Amen. Question, yes. Okay.
Does that explain why somebody like me is struggling to get?
Okay.
What did
No, that's the most dangerous thing. You start small, you can never grow big. That's what I have known. There is no company that started small that ever grew big. Even in my law practice, I got your question. Have you finished with your question? Let me clarify that. Let me tell you the way it goes. You see, my business, my energy company, let me tell you what. When we started, I had the option. When I got the grant last year of about $800,000 from the American government, I had the option to either do a pilot so that they'll give me less, or I should continue with the 25 sites. I opted to continue with the 25. To the glory of God in Nigeria today, every international organization speaks for me. Even without yet a pilot, because they are looking for size. They are all looking for size. To the glory of God, as a testimony, during the time I was home, USAID and Power Africa, they took over the transaction cost for my company for the next 5 years. That is, packaging my application for money and all those things is now done by a company called Cross Boundary. And USAID will pay them whatever for the next 5 years, just to be looking for money for me. Why? Because I have size. Economy of scale. People believe more. Investors believe more in size. Even God, in this talent, gave to the guy that made 10, not to the guy who made 5. Because size matters. Amen. With size, as I told you, you have things working even without you. With size. Amen. Like I told you in a big church, before you see the main pastor, it's a long time. 1 year you've not seen me. Isn't it? And if anybody, you know, sometimes I hear people say, oh, somebody can come and give 50 million to the church one day. There's nothing God can do there. And I laugh. Why has it not happened in 8 years? I'm not saying it's enough. But those people go to big churches. Are you listening to me? You just hear that in a big church, somebody has given them $4 million. Why did they not call the money? Give me $400,000. Amen. So, yes, did I answer your question? In the investment world, the fact that you have a big size, they trust you more. You got a bigger market, you have the economy of scale, so they believe more in you. God bless you, you've spread your risk. If anything happens to you, if you die, the company will continue. But it's not, I'll give an example of my law office. I used to tell my partner in the law firm that, you know, there are people that were in the same profession that they've not had in 28 years a brief of 1 million. They've not had it. But check where they are. Their company are located in one room. Okay? With one secretary that is still beating the typewriter. So when they want to get a case, they get a case of 20,000, they are very happy. Amen. When we started our law firm, we started by spending $5.2 million to start the office. Yes. Yes.
They are working very hard. They are required to work for the 4-7. They cannot answer their phone.
Yes.
Now you go to the people at the door.
Yes.
They are getting. maybe 500.
Yes, and with bonus.
With bonus pounds per hour.
Yes.
And what they are doing is attending a meeting.
Yeah.
Just
a meeting.
Just attend the meeting.
Yeah, just attend the meeting.
And they are earning 500 pounds
yeah.
per hour.
And do you know why attending that meeting is important? Hello, listen to me. Hello? By attending just one meeting that I did in Abuja, that's where I got the information about wage technology that I was with them already in London. And they're saying, Patrick, can we put your project together and give it to an investor who will be interested in 35 million dollars? This is turning to a workshop, but there's no refreshment anyway. So why are you praise the there is you shocked me. Okay. Hello. What did you say? We're good. Is somebody blessed through this sermon today? Because I want our mentality to change. I want our mentality to change. I want us to change for us. I mean, if you can stop talking, you don't touch you and become a dealer and start a supplier for cash. Huh? Very good idea. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like my friend, he can move his ear. Like, no, come on. He goes to chill.
Yeah. No. I think I thought that is something I need to manage. See,
you, Andy.
You can start small in reality, but your dream must be big. Your vision must be bigger than the way you are starting. That's what I'm saying. And you know, when your vision is big, you're audacious. Hello? You go to somebody and you say, you need this product. And he say, really? What's great about it? And then you tell him something and he just catches it. And he gives you a deal of $1 million to start.
I'm just swearing. Okay.
You need investors, but investors don't speak to small people. From what I know, I'm speaking from reality. My brother, sorry, are you coming for the first time?
No.
Okay. You investors don't speak to small people. Listen, the fact that you are small shows that you are not even successful.
There are more boys that I don't know. Yeah.
Isn't it? And that's why they won't talk to you. Why is everybody going to meet me? I go to meet them. I go to meet them. They go to meet Dangote. Let me tell you the story of Dangote. You all know he borrowed ₦1 million from Bonku. When ₦1 million is like ₦100 million today. That's what he bought, the auditions, you know, to borrow ₦1 million at that time. That's it. Praise the Lord. And you know, a lot of people think he fritters his money. See down there. He has a budget for what he will use for CSR. So if you like, come to him and tell me your child has not eaten. You say it is in his mind. So me, I don't know how to make babies. Praise the Lord. You have to be wise. You have to aim high. You have to be a person who can transform that £1 to £10. And you know, the resources, the talents are in you. They are there already. The pound is in your hand. Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for these words. We can go on and on and on, but Lord, you are the one who can inspire us. You are the one that can give us the vision. The big dream we need to conquer our world. Father, this is our month of harvest, and that's why we are concentrating on this.
Yes,
that if we sow sparingly, we can only reap sparingly. And if we sow abundantly, we can reap in abundance. Lord, please help us to sow abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, can you this time?